Good thoughts from Vision's daily devotion, the word for today.
2 Chronicles 25 and verse 2 says, "He did what was right in the eyes of the Lord, but not wholeheartedly." Passion has an enemy. It's called indifference. You go through the motions, but your focus is broken by other things. It's not that you've said no to God, it's that you haven't said a resounding yes. In the Old Testament account, King Amaziah did what was right in the eyes of the Lord, but not wholeheartedly. Think about this. At what point does passion leave a marriage? It doesn't happen overnight. It happens when you neglect and you take each other for granted. Maybe you think your lack of zeal is no big deal. Well, think again. Jeremiah warns us about a curse on anyone who is lax in doing the Lord's work. Now, that word lax means negligent, slack, or slipshod. It's in Jeremiah 48 verse 10. Well, you might say, how does it happen? Well, the Bible tells us in Acts 28 verse 27. It says, "This people's heart has become calloused. They hardly hear with their ears, and they've closed up their eyes." Now, that word calloused is something you might think about on your feet, where you have a steady buildup of hard, dead skin on the soles of your feet until you can't walk right or without pain. Note what Jesus told the first and last two churches in Revelation. In Revelation 2, verses 4 and 5, he said, "I hold this against you, that you have forsaken the love that you had at first. Consider how far you've fallen. Repent and do the things you did at first." And he also said in Revelation 3, verses 15 and 16, "I know your deeds, that you are neither hot nor cold. I wish that you were either one or the other. So because you're lukewarm, I'm about to spit you out of my mouth." So with that in mind, Vision's word for today is be passionate about it.
The word for today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au or in the Vision app. Just another way Vision connects faith to your life.